Bez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Abov Esrim, the 24th chapter in the Amos Hilchos Ma'am 11, the Laws of Lend and Bar and the Sivim Shpot and Book of Judgments. Where in this Perek, we continue regarding this theme of the writing of the document in this Perek and its signing, and regarding the names of the two parties. The Rama gives Aloch Alf regarding the writing of the document has to be what happens if it's in the presence of one of the two parties. So it says the Rama, Kvar Ba'an already explained the previous Perek in the Aloch Hey, Shashtoch Chayv Shish Bekinin. If you have a document of a debt that has an acquisition to it, so then and that creates the lien right away. So then, you can write that for the borrower. Even though the lender's not with him, that's okay because it created the lien already, and he could take that lien upon himself. It's a debt for him, which then goes on his properties. So you could write a document for the seller, even though the borrower's not with him. And you could write a receipt for the lender, even though the borrower's not with him. And so to a receipt for the woman, even though the husband's not with her, regarding the payment of Baksuba. Again, all these documents are all the same thing. We're not concerned for any laws, but for the one who's writing it, and if that person's asking us to write it, so we have no reason to refuse the writing. And the get la'ish, a document of divorce for the man, even though the wife's not with him, because we don't need her consent. So we have it written for him only if he's, even if only he's there. Avo, but in case, and you cannot write study edus and benesuin, documents of engagement and marriage, which again, that needs the acceptance of both parties. So they both have to be there, obviously. Study arisa b'kablonis, the documents of sharecropping and contractual obligations. Ushtar b'didas adayonin, the document of the selection of which judges are going to preside over their court case. Ushtar tainas baledin, or the document of claims of the litigants. V'chol ma'isa bezin, and all acts of documents of the courts. Elim dashnim, they can only be with the consent of both of them. They both have to be present. And v'chol ushtar tainas, all these documents, even that has no liability for any specific person, for example, the documents of selecting the judges and that of the claims and similar, you have to be careful with to make sure they're done rightfully, just like all of the documents. Now, halacha beis regarding who pays the wages of the scribe, the court scribe, who has to write the document. So, who gives the payment of the scribe? So, regarding loan documents, it's the borrower who pays that wages, because the general rule is, whoever wants this more, whoever's benefiting more, he has to give the wages for the safe, and obviously, it's the borrower who wants to loan more than the lender. Regarding the documents of buying and selling, the buyer is the one who pays the wages, because he's more happy, he's the one who's making an acquisition. And the woman, she actually has to pay the wages of the get, and the reason for that is, even though really he has to, because he's writing it, but that it doesn't prevent her from coming in a guna because maybe the husband not want to pay, so we have her pay so that she could go ahead and expedite this process. And the groom, he gives the wages for the document of the engagement or the marriage. And the contractor or the sharecropper or the hired laborer, he's getting the payment. He has to give the wages for the document. But the document which talks about the selection of judges, or regarding the claims in court, they both have equal, and therefore they both have to pay the wages of their scribes for those things. Halacha Gimel, regarding recognizing that the witnesses have to recognize the two parties. So, whether we're talking about a document which we open up with these two types, whether a document that can be written for one, that even if the other party is not there. Or whether we're talking about a document that you cannot write them, only if both parties are aware, which name women, then they're both there, could go in shtar shekreis l'amava, like when you're writing a document for the lender, that can't be without the borrower there, or lekeach, or for the buyer, where he has to have the seller there. Either way, whether the other party is there or not, kulam tzrichim shiyu eidim makirin Hashem shebeshtar. They all require that the witnesses to recognize all the parties' names in the document, shezehu pleni pleni, that this is that person, the son of that person, but pleni pleni, this is that person, the son of that person, whether the other party is there or not. Because Shem Yiboy Shnaim, because you might have two random people coming along. The Yasa Kanunya, they're going to make a trick. The Yishanush may say, and Shem Zachem, they're going to change their names as if it's those people. The Yoydu Zelzel, and this guy's going to admit to that person, oh yeah, I owe you, and they're going to write it down, but it's really not those people. And it's going to allow a collection of other people that are not really genuinely those people. Halachadal, now, anyone that it's already been established that this is, has been his name, we know this already for a period of 30 days. So, we're not concerned that maybe he really has another name. And the only switch is to be deceptive, and do this trick. Because can we say that there's no end to this? How do we ever know that that's that person, that that's really his name? Therefore, someone that's not been established yet, he hasn't been in town yet for a period of 30 days that we know this is his name. And he comes along and he says, no, kiss will I star. Write on me a document that I owe that person or this person, this and this amount of dinar. In Kaisimalay, we don't write it for him. Until he brings proof that this is his name. A Yuchzik, or that he's been already established a period of 30 days that this is his name. Because if not, maybe that's not really his name, because we don't really know that to be the fact. And the real guy with that name is now going to owe that money. Halacha hey. Kol shtar sheyitzel lefenein, an in document that comes out in front of us. V'yitn halevi'yem, and the borrower claims and he says, inichayv klum, I don't know anything. Shemer ramay acher hela shemoy kishmi. Maybe some other deceptive person, he took my name as his name. V'hoidu zem, he's the one admitted, and therefore that's why this document is written by the witnesses. Eishamar, let's say he says, lo'ilu zem inichayv klum, I don't owe this guy anything. El acher, some other person. V'zed ramay, who this guy was producing the document, is this deceiver. V'hela shemoy kishim bal chayv, and he's taking the name of my creditor, but it's not really him. Now, and since we don't know this to be the case, to be established that there are two people with the same names, whether him for someone else or his creditor for someone else, we're not concerned for his words. Because it's a presumption, witness who did not sign the document, unless they really recognize the ones that I mentioned, and then we don't have to be concerned that there's some type of a deceptive element over here. There's also a presumption that they don't sign on document unless they know definitively that those who are testifying on themselves are gedolim b'deidas, that they themselves are adults and men of intelligence, and witnesses who do not sign on document unless they know how to read and to sign, and therefore we presume that whatever the witnesses did, they did faithfully, and therefore we don't have to suspect any deception. Now, Halach Vav continues on this idea that the witnesses have to know how to read and to sign. So what happens if Eidim She'en Yidin Lachtim? If you have witnesses that don't know how to sign, V'karu Lehem Niyacholik, what they did for them is that they tore for them on a blank piece of paper, they engraved the letters with a knife, and the witnesses just filled in those engravings with ink, V'chasma L'Rashim, and they signed on those markings, Makanis and Makas Mardis, they hit them with rabbinic lashes, V'ashtar Pasal, and the documents is invalid because it wasn't done the way the Chacham said, that they have to know how to read and to sign. Halacha Zayin, Reish Bezdin, the head of the court, if he knew the idea about what's written in the document, and the actual text was written by the document by his scribe. So since he trusts the scribe, and the intimidation of the Reish Bezdin is on the scribe, so we can believe that what he's saying is true to the Reish Bezdin. He could sign on the document, even though he himself did not read the document. But the Inshara Amr Shon Lasakim, but the rest of the populace cannot do such a thing. Until the witness himself reads every single word in the document, word for word. Halacha Ches, regarding being clear about the authenticating this document. So Shnaim Shoy Be'ir, if there were two people in the city, Shem Kalechim Hem Yosef Meshimen, each one of these individuals had the same name, Yosef, the son of Shimon. That's how in Tamarug Tam they recalled someone, not a last name, but the son of this father, and they both had the same name, and their fathers had the same name. So neither one of them could produce a document of debt against the other one. The reason that is, because as we said in Halacha Aleph, you could write a document for a borrower, even though the lender is not with him, so we're concerned that maybe this guy's going to come along and say, write for me a document that I want to borrow from my friend money, which he's allowed to do. But then he's going to produce the document in the court, and he's going to say, yes, that other guy borrowed money from me, because we don't know who's the borrower, who's the lender. They both have the same name. So therefore, they cannot produce it because of this concern. Neither could anyone else produce against them a document of debt, because each one of them could claim, it's not me that borrowed, it was my friend that borrowed. He also has the same name. Unless if the witnesses of the document themselves come along and they say, which specifically they, because they have the thrust of the document itself, because they're permitted now to add on and to say the names of their fathers and the grandfathers. But if, let's say, other witnesses come along and say, oh, we know he's the borrower, that would still only make it like an oral loan, because the document is not verifying who the borrower is, and the other witnesses have no connection to the document. But if the original witnesses of the document come along and they say, Zehu hashtar she'anu lav, this is the guy that the document testifies on, and this is the document that we testified on, Zehu she'anu lav avan, this is the guy we testified regarding the loan, then it would be valid. Now, v'chein im agoshen nisha, same sutra, they cannot divorce their wives. El zebuf neizeh, only one in front of the other, obviously, because it might be the other one who, although he has the same name, who's divorcing that guy's wife, and it's not really the husband. So it has to be when both are there and they're both agreeing that it's this guy's wife. V'chein sutim nimtza le'echad min shtereisav sutra, let's say someone finds amongst his documents of the borrower, he finds by him a shayva receipt, shashtereish al yisim min shimon parua, that the document of yisim min shimon, who I borrowed from him money, it was paid up, and he has receipt. So shtarish name sha'ol prun. So documents that both of them have against him are considered paid up. In other words, the bar could say to each one, I paid you up. Because how do you know? I have a receipt. and you can't disprove me if you want to come and collect from me. Now, the Ketzad Yasu, so how should they do, Elu, these people, Sheshmeisim Shavim, Ushmeisavim Shavim, that their names and their father's names are the same, what should they do? They can't borrow from each other, from other people? So, the halach is Yeshaleshu. What they should go is up to a third generation. They should go up, not only say, as normally as their name and the name of the father, they should say their name and the father's name and their grandfather's name. Now, what happens if their grandfathers also have the same name? Then they should write some defining features about them, tall, short, or something like that. What happens if they were similar in their form too? So then you write their yichus, their lineage, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. What happens? Hoyishneim Levim. Let's say both Levim and Hoyishneim Kam. They're both Kehanim. So Yichtav Adaitis. Then you're right. Generations. In other words, you go up to the fourth generation, fifth generation, as high as you have to until you get to a different name, and that's how you can make one distinct from the other. Halacha Tes. Hoytilav Shtar Shekasabayim. Let's say he produces, and this is not the prior case, but in general, we're going to come back to that. But someone produces against someone the document that's written on it. Ani Plani Min Plani. Me, this person, the son of that person. Levisi Mimcha Mana. I borrowed from you 100 dinar. Now, although it doesn't say on it the name of the lender, but it says the borrower is writing, I borrowed money from you, and he has the paper to whoever the lender is. So, whoever's producing this document, and he's in possession of the paper, so he could collect with it. And the borrower cannot say, this was really, I wrote it to someone else, and it fell from him, because we're not concerned for that there was such a thing that it fell. Whoever has it, we assume he's the lender. This goes back to the previous halacha. So too, when you have two Yesub ben Shimon's hadarim be'irachas that live in one city, shahitzi echem em shtar choy bal echem ne'ir, the one that produced a document of debt against one of the people of the city. You cannot reject him and say to him, oh, l'plein yishu k'shimcha nechayv. No, it's to that guy who has the same name as you. That's who I owe to. The document fell from him. No, el hariza shiyotzev in tachas yadugav is the one that he's the one that's producing. He collects because, like we said, the people are not concerned for falling, and therefore we're going to presume that it was him, not the other guy. Halacha yod continues regarding what happens if you have two people producing documents against each other. So shnayim shetzi kol echem nishneim, when you have two people that each one is producing against the shtar choy val chaver, a document of debt against the other one. Now one date is earlier than the second one. The later one cannot tell the first one, wait a second. If I really owed you because I borrowed from you first, how could it be that you borrowed from me? You should have collected your debt. Ella, that's not the case, because it could be for reasons of earlier dating or later dating or collecting from different times. Each one collects the debt that's owed to him. But if this guy borrowed from him 100, he borrowed from him 100. And each one has the highest quality fields only. Each one only has the medium grade fields. So each one has only the lowest grade fields. So then we don't address their claims. Obviously, we don't make them do something that doesn't make sense. If they're going to collect the same amount and the same quality, each one remains with what he has. But let's say one of them had the highest quality fields and the medium grade fields. But the other one had only the lowest grade fields. Then there is a difference. So we're going to make each one collect, and the difference is going to be that ze goyve min habeinus, that the one that has the lowest grade, he's going to collect the medium grade from the other person, like a creditor usually does. But ze goyve min haziboyrus, but the other one's only collect from the lowest grade, because when that guy only had ziboyrus collected the medium grade, that becomes his highest quality, and that's not what a balchayv collects from. He doesn't collect from idis. So the only thing next after that is going to be ziboyrus. So one's going to get habeinus, the other one's going to get ziboyrus, and therefore there is a ramification. Therefore we make them collect from each other. Someone produced a document of debt on his friend. And the borrower, the borrower shows that the lender sold him the field after the date of the loan that's written in the document. So it depends. If it was in a place where the buyer takes the monies, and only then does the seller, after he gets the money, write a document to the buyer, that will therefore, in this case, nullify the document of the debt of the loan. Why? Because the buyer could tell the seller, wait a second, if it was true that I really owed you money from this quote-unquote loan that was before the sale, then when I paid you the money, which I have to pay you first before you write for me, you should have held on to the money for the loan that I owed you, not given it the document as a sale, because I owed you money first before the selling of the field. So therefore, obviously, if you sold it to me and you wrote me a document, obviously, I don't really owe you money from the loan. But if it's a place that you first have to write the sale deed to the buyer, and only then did the buyer give you the money, Okay, then harishtar chayv kaim. Then the document of the debt of the prior loan is valid. Because the seller could say, look, you know why I sold you the field? Yeah, you owed me money, but you weren't going to pay it to me. And I couldn't take the money then, right? Because in this place, we write and then they take. So why am I selling it to you if you owe me money? That actually I wanted you to have known assets that I could collect my debt because I thought you're not going to pay me. Now you have a field that I could collect from if I sold it to you, and then I'll be able to collect the debt from you, and therefore it depends on the place of where they are, what the custom is regarding if there would be a claim or not that it would invalid for the shtar chayv or not.